Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavatam 11.8.10 Anubhyas cha Mahadbhyas cha Shastrebhyaha Kushalo Naraha Sarvataha Saram Adadyat Pushpebhya Iva Shatpadaha Anubhyascha Mahadbhyascha Shastrebhya Kushalo Naraha Sarvata Saramada Adadyat Pushpebhya Iva Shatpadaha Anubhyascha Mahadbhyascha Shastrebhya Kushalo Naraha Sarvata Sarama Dadya Pushpebhya Iva Shatpadaha. Shastrebhya Kurushattamaha. Shat paraha Satasaramadadya Pushpebhya Iva Shat paraha Anubhyascha Mahadhyascha Shastrebhya Kushalo Naraha Sarvata Sarama Dadyat Pushpebhya Iva Shatpataha. Ladies, oh ladies, Anubhyaha, from the smallest, Cha and Mahadbhyaha, from the greatest. Cha, also. Shastrebhyaha, from religious scriptures. Kushalaha, intelligent. Naraha, a man. Sarvataha, from all. Saram, the essence. Adadyat, should take. Pushpebhyaha, from the flowers. Iva, like. Shatpadaha, the honeybee. Just as the honeybee takes nectar from all flowers, big and small, an intelligent human being should take the essence from all religious scriptures. Purport. In human society, the original knowledge is called Veda, and the essential part of Veda, or knowledge, is Krishna consciousness. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa Sarvair Aham Eva Vedyaha. From the honeybee, an intelligent human being should learn to take the essence, or nectar, of all knowledge. A honeybee does not waste its time trying to carry away an entire bush or garden, but rather takes the essential nectar. We may thus study the difference between the honeybee and the ass, who carries heavy loads. Education does not mean to become an intellectual ass carrying heavy loads of useless knowledge. Rather, one should accept the essential knowledge that leads to an eternal life of bliss and understanding. At the present time, people generally have a sectarian concept of religion, and yet there is no scientific understanding of the absolute truth. Such complacent, dogmatic, sectarian religionists can certainly learn something from the example of the honeybee given in this verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahaganas Raghunatan Vitamstam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sehitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Hari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Anubhyascha Mahadbhyascha Shastrebhya Kushalo Naraha Sarvata Saramada Dhyat Pushpebhya Iva Shatpadaha. Avadhuta Brahman is continuing to speak of what he learned from different creatures who taught him, from whom he learned something. So yesterday he learned from the honeybee, just to take a little from different householders, Madhukari. And here's something else that he learned from the honeybee. Anubhyascha Mahadbhyascha Shastrebhya. There are so many shastras. In the Sanskrit literature, there are so many books. And then there are other books in other traditions also. So there are so many. Sometimes, speaking of other books and other traditions, Prabhupada would compare them to the big dictionary and the little dictionary. In the small dictionary, you get correct knowledge. It's a little pocket dictionary. You'll get the words. But in the Oxford English Dictionary, you'll get more and more words, more and more definitions, etymology, everything. But just because the Oxford Dictionary gives so much information, it doesn't mean that we reject the Pocket Dictionary. Pocket Dictionary is also all right, but it doesn't give the same expansive knowledge. Then in the Vedic tradition, Nigamakalpataroorgalitampalam, the ripe fruit of the tree of knowledge is found in Srimad Bhagavatam. Saram saram udaratam. Here it's said one should take sarvata sarama dadyat. From all these different scriptures, one should take the essence. So you can read different scriptures and take the essence of this one, the essence of that one, the essence of this one, the essence of that one. But the essence of the essence has already been given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Saram, saram udaratam, the sar of the sar, the essence of the essence. Prayan alpayusha shabya kalavasmin yuge jana mandasu manda mateo manda bhagya yupadruta bhuri bhurini karmani shrotavyani vibhagasha atas sadhotra yat saram samudritya manishaya bruhi badrani bhutanam yenatma supersediti. This is Kali Yuga. Everyone has a short life. We're slow in our spiritual understanding. We're unfortunate and always agitated in mind. And there are so many different scriptures, so many different pious activities, religious activities to perform. How will we get to the bottom of this? Considering that we're manda sumanda, Mateo, Mandabhagya, Alpayusha. Given all of this, Ata Sadhotra Yat Saram, please tell the essence of everything. Ata Sadhotra Yat Saram, Samudritya Manishaya. Tell us what by your fine intelligence you have determined to be the essence of all of this. Bruhi bhadrani bhutanam. Yenatma supersediti. For the benefit of all the living beings. So that they can be satisfied. Their souls will be satisfied. The Goswamis also, they looked through so many shastras. Nana shastra vicharane kinipano. Sat dharma samstapako. To establish the essence of religious principles. Srila Prabhupada also took so much literature and gave us the essential points in a manner suitable for the present time and circumstances. So one can take the essence from all scriptures, especially by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, because one may think that here the Bhagavatam is recommending, read so many different books. Be like a little honeybee, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little here, a little eclectic. Just take a little from this book, a little bit from that book, put it all together. But that's not recommended. Bahu shastre bahu vakye chitte brahma hoy. By looking through so many shastras and so many discussions, vakye, so many, what do they call them? Discussion sites. Or so many talks. Bahu shastre bahu vakye. So many philosophies, so many ideas. Chitte, one's intelligence, one's mind, brahma hoy, becomes confused. Bahu shastre bahu vakye chitte brahma hoy. Sadhya sadhana shreshta na hoy mischay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this like a essential test for understanding. I have my path of understanding, you have your path of understanding, they have their path of understanding, my dharma, your dharma, my this, my that, my religion, your religion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cuts it all down to two questions, which he put to Ramananda Roy. What's the sadhya and what's the sadhana? Sadhya means what's the goal, what's the point, where are we trying to go? What's the objective? And sadhana, what's the process? How do we get there? There's so much talk, but these are the two questions. Where are we going? How do we get there? All cut down to two words. What's your goal? How are you getting there? That was his question to Ramananda Roy. So you can ask that of any philosophy, any philosopher, any book, any anything. What's the objective? How does it say you get there? Generally, the objective is sense gratification. Even among shastras, so often, it's dharma in the service of artha, in the service of kama, and when you're done with that, maybe we get to moksha. And even moksha, what is that? Is that our ultimate goal, moksha? Liberation. Like, what's your goal? You're a prisoner. My goal is to get freed from jail. Then what? No, my goal is to get freed from jail. I visited one time on Padayatra a Jain mandir. And they were very, it's an old temple, hospitable pujari. He took us into the temple and showed us all these, the altar and all these Tirthankars are sitting there emaciated, doing severe tapasya and statues. So we saw. Then after we came out, I asked him, so these are the Tirthankars, what does he explain, what, something about them? I said, so what is their objective? What is the goal? He said, the goal is moksha. Goal is moksha. And I asked him, moksha ke baad kya hai? And he said, moksha ke baad, kuch nahi. After liberation, what is there? After liberation, nothing. So we have to interrogate their, anyone's, objective. First of all, what's the goal? Is it sense gratification? Is it liberation? If it's liberation, then what? Just liberation? You merge into nothingness? What? What's your goal? That's question one. And question two is, how do you get there? What's the process? Is it something like yoga practice, shucho deshe pratishtapya sthiramasana atmanaha natyutritam natinicham chayalajana kushotaram? You go to a sacred place all alone, practice brahmacharya, make a seat of deer skin and kusha grass, not too high, not too low. Then focus your eyes half open and half closed on the tip of the nose, and offer your incoming breath into the outgoing, outgoing breath into the incoming, till you finally stop breathing altogether and achieve equilibrium. Is that the process? If that's the process, can you do it? Can I do it? Is it practical? Is the practice, you know, what is your practice? What's your method? Is your practice just that we hold a big meeting and then at the end there's a pravachan, and at the end of the pravachan the pracharak says, now, who will surrender to the Lord? Who will come forward? And I come forward and say, I'll surrender. And everybody says, yay. Okay, I did that. Now what? Now what's the process? I've surrendered. So? There has to be something that purifies the heart and brings one to the sadhya, to the goal. Otherwise, it's sentimental. It lasts till Tuesday. And Wednesday, we're back where we started from. There has to be a goal and a process. In Krishna consciousness, the goal is love of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. And the method is devotional service, starting with hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Practical, easy, exalted, sublime, takes you to the destination. Kalo dosha nidhe raja nasta hyeka mahanguna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha param vraje. Everything will be there by harinam, by devotional service. This process is recommended. This is sadhya and sadhana. If you have a better idea, what is sadhya? You have a better idea, what is sadhana? You come tell us. We're interested. Kind of. Otherwise, take this. Simple thing. Doesn't matter. We don't care what religion you belong to, what community you belong to, what country, what anything. This is what we're recommending, that the goal is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and being engaged in the service of the Lord, and the process is devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting. Simple thing. So, sadhya sadhana shreshta. The best means of sadhana and sadhya, nahoy nishchoy. One won't get that by reading this book, that book, this book, that book, this book, that book, attending so many lectures, many books, or many versions of many different people. It doesn't work like that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you try that method, you'll get confused. Brahma. Doubt, confusion, bewilderment. So we should take this advantage that everything's already been collected. Saram saram udaritam. So take the essence. Pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasikabhu vibhavaka. Any questions?
Hare Bol. Hare Krishna. So, Maharaj, there seems to be two types of conflicts that happen.
Two kinds of?
Conflict that comes.
Two kinds of
when
conflicts.
We hear these verses and this verse and the verse that was spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bahu Shastra. One is said that if you don't see the thing, the truth from different angles of view, you will never become broad-minded.
Yes. One should see. If there's something good, take it. What is that? Chanakya Pandit says that if there's gold in a pitcher of poison, you take it. Or gold in a filthy place, you take it. If there's nectar in a pitcher of poison, you take that. If there's a Sri Ratna, a beautiful, qualified girl, even if she's from a low family, you take it. And knowledge, even from a person, again, who's low family or ugly or whatever. So one should see the essence. Not, I reject this gold, it's in a filthy place. I reject this girl, she's from a low family. If you see high qualification, accept it. So we don't reject that, no, your scripture is teaching about devotion to God, but we reject it. Your scripture, no, we accept the essence. That's broad-minded. Not that I have to wear a you know, a Christian outfit on Tuesday and a Muslim outfit on Wednesday and try on something else on Thursday. That I have to go reading here, reading there. But I should appreciate the essence of each thing. There's devotion there. If you see that, otherwise, there's nothing. Some book, some rubbish, and the conclusion is that I'm God, you're God, everyone's God. The conclusion is there's no God. Rubbish conclusions. Then that's just rejected. The honeybees don't go to the dung heap looking for nectar. They go to the flowers. Not to the weeds, not to the anything else. But where we see that there's some nectar, that they're teaching something about the glories of God, supremacy of God, devotion to God, we accept, yes, this is good. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
It looks like that to take the essence from different scriptures, it also need the practitioner who is looking for these all.
You're in charge of the microphone. You have to hold it closer.
So it looks like that the person who is looking for nectar from all the scriptures, essence, also needs some qualification to...
Yeah, if you want to do that, just like the Goswamis, they did it. They read so many shastras, nana, shastra, vichara, nekanipano, just to establish the conclusions, sattarma samstapaka. Now you can try that also. But number one, you're not Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, so qualified. And number two, they've already done the work. Why do you want to do it again? It's like you want to invent the computer. It's already invented. So the research has already been done. And you can take advantage of that. Otherwise, you can read so many books, so many books, so many books. But how much time do we have? How much sharp intelligence do we have to find our way through all of these things? How clear are we so that we don't get confused? That over here it says this, but over here it says that, but over here it says this, but over here it says that. Start spinning and end up nowhere. That happens so often. There's so many religions. They're all saying something different. Everyone has their own scripture. What should I do? Nothing. I should enjoy my senses. That's what it comes to. What do they say? Master of, jack of all trades, master of none. You know the expression? Jack of all trades, master of none. He's expert in reading so many books, or collecting, not even reading, collecting so many books, maybe reading some of them. But what conclusion? No conclusion. Sometimes someone would ask Prabhupada, like, what about Buddhism? Or what about this? Prabhupada said, do it! And you just come here and talk. What about Buddhism? What about Christianity? What about this? And what, are you doing any of it? No. Then what's the use? What about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? That's what happens. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little of this, a little here, a little there, and at the end you've got a big heap of nothing. Nothing practical. What's the sadhya? Well, I don't know. Some people say it's this, some people say it's that. And what's the sadhana? Well, it could be this, it could be that, and in this book it says this, and in that book says that. We wind up confused. So better to take the advantage that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers have given the essence of everything. Take it. Enecho shodhi maya nashibara lagi harinama maha mantra. Lao tu mi magi. Don't go rummaging through the pharmacy and say, but what about this? What about that? The doctor hands you a prescription, lao tu mi magi, just take this. You don't have to go through the pharmacy reading the labels. Oh, this one's good for this. This one says it's good for that. That one's... Somebody said this one works. Someone said that one worked. You got the doctor. You got the medicine. Just take it. Otherwise, you want... There are so many medicines. There are so many systems of medicine. There are so many doctors. They all say something different. So what are you going to do? I'm going to sit here and cry. Okay? Wherever. I don't manage the microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, given that the acharyas have already distilled the essence of all the scriptures and given us their commentaries, Prabhupada has given us his books, so, and the basic philosophy, you know, we become conversant with in the initial years.
Hmm?
We become conversant with the philosophy in the beginning, like in a initial years.
I'm missing.
I would repeat.
Yes, please.
So, the acharyas have given us the distilled essence of all the philosophy and given us the essence. And the basic philosophy we get to understand in the initial years of
initial,
our...
Initial, yes?
Years of Krishna consciousness.
Years. Initial years, okay.
So then what should be the objective of our study further on, and how much is it recommended for us to
study? The object of study is to understand Krishna. Vedaischa Saravaira, Ahameva Veja. That's the goal. Goal is not to say, I read this book, I read that book, I read this book. Over here it says this, over here it says that. That's not the goal. Goal is to develop my love of Krishna. Otherwise, notpadiye didiratim sham evihi kevalam. I'm wasting my time. Yes. I'll read Prabhupada's translation because it's worth reading. If one becomes a bookworm, reading many books and scriptures and hearing many commentaries and the instructions of many men, this will produce doubt within the heart. One cannot, in this way, ascertain the real goal of life. And that's our practical experience, too. We start to see people start reading this and reading that. Where do they end up? They end up nowhere. They end up nowhere. Maybe this, maybe that, maybe something extra here, something else here, some insight over there, some different understanding over here. And the result is that doubts grow, one becomes more and more confused, and at the end he's just, you know, looking through the classified ads, where can I get a job? Is that okay?
And Maharaj, regarding how much is it recommended that minimum one should study?
There's no minimum. Sometimes Prabhupada would say an hour a day. Sometimes he would say more. At least Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, we should attend the class every day. That much. But why stop there? Some will be more studious. Some will be less interested in study. But the more we read, the better it is. Qualify that. There's no limit to how much you could read. Not that I stay back from all other services and say, no, I'm only reading. If that's your duty, fine. But if it's not, not that on the excuse of reading, I avoid everything. But we can read and read. That's why the books are there. Yes.
Nowadays, through WhatsApp, Facebook, we read a lot about a quotation of Bhagavatam from this place, or a story that substantiates the principle of Bhagavatam.
Through what?
We read WhatsApp posts a lot. There are so many stories of, say, a section from the Bhagavatam here or something from here. And we have read maybe like 2-3 hours, but at the end of it, you don't feel like, what did I do? I just...
Yeah, I don't think that WhatsApp is better than the book.
Most of the time it's all spiritual stuff, but still.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine, you know, your friends, your devotional friends will send you a little snip here and a little snippet there, you know, Instagram or what have you, a tweet or whatever they think of next. So you get a little something. That's good, you know, something, especially if my mind is wandering here and there and, you know, or I'm busy working, so I get a little inspirational quote for the day, that's very nice. Something to think about. But it's not a substitute for systematic study. Nityam Bhagavatam, Bhagavata Sevya, Srila Prabhupada translates, by regular attendance in the Bhagavat class. Yeah, it's meant for going through it patiently, systematically. Of course, a little snip here, a little snip there. You know, it's good, certainly. But better is to go through it systematically. And still better is go through it systematically in the association of devotees, study, discuss. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Also, you go through the WhatsApp and you get, you know, what percentage is Bhagavatam? You know, if we're going to be honest about it, what percentage of our little WhatsApp messages are, you know, Saram Udaratam? And what percentage is, you know, I just went here, I just went there. I miss you, you know, this, that. Yes.
It is said, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, we should serve Bhagavatam, reading and hearing the Bhagavatam. So while reading, what prayer we should offer, mood and...
Well, reading, what prayer should you offer?
To Bhagavatam before reading it. And the mood and consciousness. And when reading also, we have that tendency of show up.
This is a second question. We'll start with the first one. What prayer should we say before reading the Bhagavatam? That's up to you. I don't know any particular rule that you have to read this prayer or that prayer. You can pick it up and read it. You can say a prayer. You can not say a prayer. Before reciting Bhagavatam, you know, sitting on the asana and reciting, then definitely one should offer respects to the acharyas and the Lord, the devotees. But for reading, that's up to you. You want to offer a prayer? There's so many, there's no rule that I know of. Is that okay? Next part of your question.
The second is, when we read it, we have the tendency of show-off that I have read this, I have that stuff. So how to overcome that mentality?
We have a tendency, we've read, we show off. Well, good. If you're going to show off something, show off that you read Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, people are showing off so much rubbish. Their new gadget, their new clothes, their new this. So if you're going to show off something, show off Srimad Bhagavatam. How do you show it off? You quote a verse. You quote a, you know, Prabhupada said. You quote something from the purport. Well, even if it's motivated by pride, still you'll benefit and they'll benefit. Right? If we're going to show off this. Then the next thing is that by reading, by hearing and so on, we should be conscious that my purpose is not just to be, you know, a Bhagavatam celebrity. In any department of service, the point is to become a humble servant. If I'm leading kirtan, it's not to be a kirtan star. I know so many tunes. My voice is so nice. I can do this little alankar and that alankar. That's not the point. The point is how to express pure devotion to Krishna and to encourage the other devotees in expressing pure devotion to Krishna. That's the point. And everything else that contributes to that, that's fine, but this is the point. The point is not the tune, The point is not your voice. The point is not your moves or anything like that. The point is devotional service to Krishna. The same thing with Bhagavatam. It's not that to become a star, to become, you know, how many likes did I get or something like that. It's a matter of duty. My duty is to speak about Krishna. My pleasure is to speak about Krishna. And that should be done in a humble state of mind. Good question. Thank you.
Maharaj, you said about multiple instructions we get generally, like in ISKCON also, presently, and like, there are the various numbers of Bhagavatam classes going on at present
various
time. Bhagavatam classes going on.
That's good.
So we get wish to hear, means wish to follow that, because someone is sitting someplace, wish to follow that one. Because
I don't follow. What is that?
Which to hear.
That's up to you. Hear from the pure devotees. Those who are presenting Srimad Bhagavatam as it is, those who are presenting faithfully the message of the Acharyas, hear from them. Those who are devotees, first of all, we don't give a damn about all these professional, expert, celebrated Bhagavatam reciters. A Vaishnava Guru Nasyad. A Vaishnava Mukhaud Gir Nam Putam Harikatamitam. We don't care about the nectar of Krishna coming from the lips of the serpent. If they're not devotees, we don't care how wonderful their Bhagavatam recitation is. We're not interested at all. Then, if they're devotees, then we're interested. And especially devotees who are considered advanced, devotees who speak the message as it is. Then if you have choice, Hari Bol. Choice is good. You can, you know, attend class here, you can attend class at Juhu, you can attend class someplace else. It's wonderful. That should be the whole world, you know. Should I go to this class or that? You know, every house there's Bhagavatam being recited. It's wonderful.
And Maharaj, one more thing is that when we get multiple instructions from multiple people...
You get multiple instructions from multiple places. Therefore, the spiritual master is there to give instruction that you do this, you do this. Otherwise, everyone will have a different opinion. But the spiritual master's opinion should be the authority of guidance for the disciple. And those who are saying this, who are amplifying the message of the spiritual master. Spiritual masters, representatives like that.
Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yes. Mm.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for the nice class on essence of Bhagavatam. Maharaj, I wanted to know, when we are reading our scriptures, whether it's Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, what needs to be our real mood inside? And the consciousness
with
which
what?
We read. Our real mood inside when we are reading. Like one thing you said in the class that little I understood is developing love for Krishna, or probably like when we fall in love with someone, understanding who he is and then falling in love. So what exactly the inner space or the mood needs to be when we are reading our scriptures?
What mood should we have when we're reading scriptures? One thing is receptive mood. It's not the same as intellectual study and we're trying to figure out something and entertain our minds and explore this and explore that. It's, as Prabhupada said, submissive oral reception. Receptive. How was Parikshit Maharaj hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Receptively. How are the sages hearing from Suta Goswami? Receptively. They gave all respect to the speaker. We have confidence in you. Please tell us the essence. We accept you as the captain, Karnadhari Varnamam. Please take us across the ocean. So with confidence, with receptivity, in that way. Prabhupada gave the example, if a man is potent, a woman is fertile, by their conjugation, there'll be conception. So if the speaker is bona fide, the hearer is bona fide, then Krishna consciousness will appear. Is that okay?
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. You mentioned about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking two questions to Ramananda Rai. Mm. One is, what is the goal and how to achieve that? Mm. So how, as a sadhaka, how as a devotee, at every juncture of our life, how we should remind ourselves that what is my goal and how I need to achieve that?
Chant Hare Krishna. That's the prescription for us, to remind us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Chant Hare Krishna, that will remind us. Or read about Krishna, we'll be reminded there. Associate with devotees in Krishna consciousness, that will remind us. Is that okay?
But sometimes we get distracted with good things as well. But coming back to our...
Good things
this is my,
means?
Good things means good education. Giving good education to child.
That's not good. That's bad. The good things, e mando e balo e mando e sabram. Good and bad on the material platform, it's all bad. The so-called good and so-called bad, they're all bad. And Prabhupada's example is the dry stool and the wet stool. The dry stool is good. No, it's all stool. So we get distracted by the so-called, that's the three modes of nature. Ignorance is bad, goodness is good. But trigunya vishaya veda nishtrigunya bhavarjana. Krishna said, go beyond good. Be nirdvandvo nityasattvasto. Be on the platform of absolute goodness. Niyoga kshema bhava. So, there are so many things that distract us. The good, the bad, the ugly, everything. Therefore, we're advised, go on chanting, go on reading. Mold your life in such a way that you'll always be reminded of Krishna. Because there are so many distractions. The present age is the age of, among other things, distraction. The internet is, what do they call it? Someone was saying. Weapon of mass distraction. So one has to protect oneself by being focused on Krishna. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna. Some years back I came across the term hermeneutics.
Hmm?
How do we interpret the scriptures? Hermeneutics. Hermeneutics, some word was there.
Hermeneutics?
Yeah, hermeneutics.
How do we interpret the scriptures as our acharyas have interpreted them?
So I see
that. That means we don't have to interpret, we receive it from the acharyas. That's the interpretation.
So even amongst the devotee circles, sometimes I see Prabhupada's written words and the lectures, conversations are so vast. Devotees give a quote for anything which they want to justify.
Yeah, that's there. Therefore, saram saram udaratam. One has to know, because that's also true. Even if you go through, the Prabhupada lectures and Prabhupada classes and Prabhupada writings and then the Prabhupada letters and this and that. And over here he says, this is most important. And over there he says, that's the most important. Therefore, one has to be properly guided by the spiritual master and by the advanced devotees to know what's the essence of all this stuff. Yes. Is that all right? People who try to figure it out but on their own get very, very, very bewildered. They reject the process of accepting a bona fide spiritual master, and they dive deep into Prabhupada's books and conversations and lectures and letters, and they pull a quote from here and they pull a quote from there, and they pull more quotes and they pull more quotes, and they write papers and they publish this and that, and they speak strongly, and but they never got to stay to step one. Adho Guru Padashaya. They never got to that place that I have to accept. And it's all over Prabhupada's books. You can't pick up any one of Prabhupada's books and not get the message that we're supposed to accept a spiritual master in the disciplic succession. And they don't accept that process. They have the process of disciplic cessation, that the process stops at a certain point, and then Prabhupada is the last member of the Sampradaya. So we all go to Prabhupada, and then we misunderstand Prabhupada. We've already misunderstood Prabhupada, and now we study more so that we can misunderstand him further and beat other people over the head with what we've misunderstood and be obnoxious. You might have noticed that one of the qualifications of the people who are, you know, who are on the internet and they know what Prabhupada said, and, you know, they joined 5 years ago and they know everything, is that they're obnoxious. What is that? Amanitva adambitva himsa kshanti rajaman. Prabhupada comments that the beginning of knowledge is humility. So one has to be humble enough, A, to understand that I need proper guidance and that I can't just make up my own process, and B, amanina amanadena, I should give respect to others and not be so proud. But this happens, that people think that they can just jump into Prabhupada's teachings and without benefit of a spiritual master know everything and master the process and tell the whole world what the real story is. They're unfortunate. Yes. You may have two questions, but first things have to be clicked right or turned right. Okay, sounds like you're in business. Good.
Hare Krishna. So, Maharaj, one thing is that, you know, the time that I give for hearing is over time, it's reducing. So I wanted to know how
time
to
time that you give for hearing is what?
Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita classes.
Huh?
So, I mean, how to improve the quality of hearing?
Like, how do we improve the quality of hearing? One is to go on hearing. It improves, you know, like practice. Practice makes perfect. How do you become good at bicycle riding, archery, mathematics or anything else? You stick with it and keep doing it. And you're serious about it. If you're just, but if you're hearing seriously and trying to understand nicely, in a respectful mood, receptive mood, and you go on hearing, it will come. And at the same time, by serving, Syan Mahat Seveya Vipra Punyatirtu Nisevana Tad Vidhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Seveya. The right combination is questions and surrender and service.
Maharaj, just now you were emphasizing on, you know, just now you were emphasizing on, first of all, accepting bona fide spiritual master authority. So, I mean, for me, like, over some period of time, I tried to, you know, put faith in some devotees, and then after some time I felt that, you know, no, something is going wrong and things like that. So, like, I get this confusion that how to, you know...
Stay with it. You know, just like marriage. Well, I don't like this girl. I thought I liked that girl. I don't like that girl. Or let's do it right. The parents are looking. You know, this girl's not suitable for our boy, or this boy is not suitable for our girl. So this one is not suitable, that one is not suitable. So what do? You keep looking. Finally you find the boy, you say, yes, he's the right boy. So like that. It's not that if I don't find someone immediately, then the world falls apart or I have to give up. Remain patient. There's so many qualified people to hear from, qualified devotees to hear from. And at some point you say, yes, this is right.
I mean, I feel like, you know, I tried doing this like earlier. Some devotees I get inspired from, then immediately I jump into, you know, I'll listen to his instructions and I'll try to follow.
Immediately you jump into?
Like...
You get inspired by someone,
yes.
But then what?
But then, you know, after some time I feel that he doesn't have enough time that he can give me, and even I am not able to follow that kind of, you know...
So that's up to you.
So like
that's all right. You like, you know, it's like, again, he's a good boy, but he's not earning very much, or he's a good boy, but he's not so steady, or he's a good boy, but. Then finally you get, he's a good boy. Boom. Tick the box. So you have your considerations. I'm looking for someone like this, like this, like this, like this. When you get all your boxes ticked, surrender. Is that okay?
So, just one more question. So, are there any principles or considerations that we should have, like, for accepting some guidance from someone, either Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru?
Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. In the Shastra it said, Samitpani Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. The guru or the person from whom we're taking instruction, first of all, he should have heard from the authority. He should be conversant with the message, Shrotriyam. We hear from someone who's understood the message by hearing from the previous acharya, Shrotriyam. And Brahmanishta, he's fixed in Krishna consciousness. He has full faith in Krishna. What is the beginning? Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. Tad vijnanartham sagurum eva abhigachchet. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Who is a bona fide spiritual master? Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. Shabde pare janishnatam brahmani samupapat yuvamashrayam. Same thing. Is that okay? That's the most important qualification. Everything's secondary. Everything else.
Is this like, if I try to find out about some devotees that whether he has a proper authority or not, whether he is, you know, he has qualified. So is there some kind of offensive attitude towards...
No. That's good. It's not an offense to check out the boy, to see if he's making money, to see if he comes from a good family. That's what you do. So if you're going to surrender your life, why should you not inquire? Is he well regarded? Is he following? Is he coming in the disciplic succession? Is he known for speaking the philosophy, you know, authentically? Why should you not inquire? You must inquire. You must inquire. Am I getting the right thing, or am I getting something iffy? You must inquire. Otherwise, why are you going to surrender? Out of sentiment? Or everyone else's? You should see. Not offensive at all. Unless you become offensive. What makes you so sure that you know? That's offensive. But submissive inquiry and no, that's very good. Not challenging, but trying to determine, ascertain, is this the right person? time we are over, right? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda bhakti bhakti.